Proverbs 10:18 says, "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." Now, the first part of this proverb isn't saying that we should just blurt out everything we think and feel. There are people who see passages like this and they believe it endorses what we call diarrhea of the mouth. I don't want to lie. Well, that doesn't mean you have to blurt out everything you think. If you don't like somebody, just say so, right? Wrong. Notice the wise alternative is just don't lie. You can keep your peace. The problem is when a person lies and pretends to like you when they actually hate you. Now, why is such a person a fool? Well, for one thing, the second half of the verse usually takes place. The fool hides his hatred with lies, but when he thinks that person can't hear or won't hear what he's saying, he utters slander. And this is foolish. And the simple cure is to not lie and not to slander. Then someone might ask, but isn't the real cure just to not hate? Well, yes and no. The fact is, if you're a saved man or woman, you can't help but hate the wicked if you're honest. Psalm 97:10 says, "Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints, but he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." But some will respond and say, "Well, aren't you supposed to hate the sin, but love the sinner?" And the truth is that that is a partial truth. First, Bible believers need to recognize that this is not a Bible statement. There's no Bible verse that says, "Love the sinner, but hate the sin." Some attribute it to Augustine and a letter to a nunnery, urging the nuns to have love for mankind and hatred for sins. And that is a better way of putting it if you're going to use that phrase. Others credit Gandhi, an unsaved Hindu, with the phrase. Regardless, I believe that we need to recognize the difference between our opinion or feelings for a person and our actions. In other words, when I am dealing with a vile, wicked, blasphemous person, feelings of hate are actually reasonable. To most Christians, that'll sound like heresy and contradict what they've been taught, but the Bible is my rule of faith and practice and should be yours. And we read in Psalm 26:5, "I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked." That blatantly says that the psalmist hates evildoers. Doesn't say hate the evil, but love the evildoers, as we would like to think. Again, in Psalm 31:6, "I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord." So again, and in numerous other places, we see in Scripture that God's children, when they are in a good, healthy relationship with our holy, wonderful Heavenly Father, will hate what He hates. And people say, "Well, he doesn't." Yes. Psalm 11:5, for example, says, "The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth." So it's not a popular teaching these days because people just make stuff up. But the Bible says God hates the wicked. But the Bible also says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for their sins. The Bible says that God will save any wicked sinner if they'll just repent and believe the gospel. And that's not a contradiction. It's simply the honest truth. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5:43-45, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." How can you love someone you hate? Because it's not about psychobabble methods to change your feelings or get in touch with your feminine side or anything like that. Jesus is saying that when you have feelings or hatred for your enemy, respond with acts of love. You feel hate towards someone? Well, love is a verb, so act with kindness and love. And if you love them, you love them enough to tell them the truth. If the guy you hate has car trouble, offer to help him out and then look for an opportunity to share the gospel or make amends. If a lady you can't stand ends up sick in the hospital, visit if you're able, or send flowers with some Bible scripture and a gospel tract. Always look for ways to love your enemy, even though you may hate them.